The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Monday, March the 3rd, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Why Do We Sleep More in the Winter? It is 8:34 a.m. here in London, making it 3:34 on the east coast of America and 34 minutes past midnight on the west coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are throughout the world. Okay, so the show title, what does it relate to? I noticed last week, I've been very busy. I'm doing a lot of work for a show I'm going to be talking about later in this one. And consequently, I was getting to bed a bit later, but I was still waking up as early as I normally do, and I felt fine. And I was like, this seems a bit strange. I've got to bed late. I'm obviously going to wake up later. It wasn't happening. And I still had all my energy. So I went onto Google and I typed in, why do I sleep longer in the winter than in the summer? And the answer I got at the top was the reduced natural exposure of light in winter leads to an increase in melatonin production, making us feel more tired than usual and promoting sleep. Additionally, even the lack of sunlight can also affect serotonin levels, potentially leading to lower mood, seasonal affective disorder, and a desire to sleep more. Well, it's just been a lot sunnier last week, you know, really bright sunshine. It's one of those sort of bright sunshine days where you're still wearing clubs. If you look up, you know, you need your sunglasses on and your clubs on. It's like really weird, you know, how these things work. But So I had that idea for a title last week. Today was the first opportunity to use it, and it would have applied up until this morning. The last time I saw my clock last night, it was 10:02 p.m. and I woke up this morning at 7:02. So I had nearly 9 hours sleep, which kind of defeats this title, really. But I hope that I do get less sleep and we get more sun, because it's always nice to be up and about doing things. Okay, something else before we get into shows that I've downloaded. One criticism I regularly make of the People's Voice is that they tend to take a big story and kind of twist it to suit their own agenda. I noticed this yesterday. Gene Hackman was about to expose Epstein's paedophile list before he was killed. Well, I don't think so. And so I thought I'd mention it on today's show because, I mean, the guy was 95. He's not, I don't think he's going around doing investigative stuff on his computer and things like that. I mean, saying that, there are people who are completely compos mentis at that age. I hate to say it, but just before Henry Kissinger died at 100 last year, he was given an interview and they were sort of challenging him on these sort of war crimes they alleged he was involved in. He didn't want to talk about that and stuff. He was still completely coherent, but it just seemed too convenient to me. But then later in the day, the actor Randy Quaid, he's come out and alleged that Gene Hackman was killed. But Randy Quaid alleges all these different people, like, well, many famous people were killed. the guy who hung himself, supposedly. I'm not talking about Robin Williams. I'm talking about the karate actor, Carradine. One of the Carradines. I think there's a few of them. And other people, he said in this article. And he pretty much alleges him and his wife being gang-stalked and stuff like that as well. But there's a lot of... There's a Daily Mail article. If you just type in Daily Mail Randy Quaid, the most recent one will come up. And you'll see that he's promoted as a kook and all this sort of stuff, which may or may not be true. One thing I'll always remember him for is the... You know, I say remember him, he's not dead. But what comes to mind when I think of Randy Quaid is his appearances in the National Lampoon's Vacation films, in particular, funnily enough, Vegas Vacation, which was the last decent one. They made one with just Randy Quaid in it, and it was dreadful. But in Vegas Vacation, he's basically the cousin of Chevy Chase's wife, I think, or something like that. No, he's Chevy Chase's wife's sister's husband. So he's brother-in-law type of stuff, and he's a real slob and things. And he's living on the outskirts of Las Vegas in Nevada, where they used to do all the nuclear weapons testing, and Chevy Chase and the family go and visit him. And he's throwing these steaks on these rocks, and they're just cooking by themselves. And I always remember that, but it was that was a really good film, that one, and Christmas Vacation. I think all of them are good in that series. It starts off with Vacation, then you've got European Vacation, Christmas Vacation, and Vegas Vacation. Well worth a look. I know that they come in a box set. I believe I have it on Blu-ray. Surprise, surprise. Okay, so let's move on to what I've actually downloaded from yesterday. I went over to Victor Hugo's channel. The trouble with Victor Hugo is he's still talking about this split he's had with James Fetzer and the people who work with James Fetzer, Dr. Jim Fetzer, what have you. And I'm quite bored with it. These sort of things, you know, when people feud in the independent media, they're quite exciting things to see. What's going on here? You know, how come these people have fallen out? Stuff like that. But this has been going on for weeks. He just really needs to put it to bed now and concentrate on his own content. That's what I go to his channel for, to see if he's got any interesting content. And there was one video he put up: Jewish supremacy, Jewish privilege, zero interest loans, usury, gang stalking, Victor Hugo, Brandon Kirtland. So originally I thought it was Brandon Crow I was thinking of, who I've been interested to hear him. The only place I've heard him is on the Victor Hugo channel, but it talks about gang stalking, and I've had that done to me, so I'll be giving that a listen. So that's on the Victor Hugo channel at bitshoot.com. And then Dustin Nemos from his Brighteon channel, so you get that at brighteon.com. He put up a new show, which is only the Victor Hugo one, I think it's about 25 minutes. This Dustin Nemos one comes in at under 8, I believe, 7 minutes 24 even. So brighteon.com, type in Dustin Nemos to get his channel. Epstein file release, total psyop, photo op for controlled opposition, who's who, and people notice. So got that lined up, and also the Incendiary Radio from republicbroadcastingarchives.org, and that is Robert Ravolt's Sunday show that I never miss. He took some time off recently, came back last weekend. I went into it this morning to make sure he was still presenting it, and he has presented yesterday's show. So that's pretty much all I've got for today. The Eyes is Watching from Steve Eyes isn't up yet. That didn't go up until late Monday last week, and there was one week where he completely skipped a week. So I'm not going to be checking back too regularly, as that might have happened. He has a BitChute channel as well called Eyes is Watching. And the other thing I need to mention is, for those of you who miss Malefica Scott, my co-host on The Line Is, he was on with Frederick C. Blackburn, Blackbird 9. Again, go to republicbroadcastingarchives.org. This was a Saturday show called The Saturday Snack Shack with Blackbird 9. So I believe that he's under Blackbird 9 at republicbroadcastingarchives.org, but I'm just going to check for you. I've done this before, and I'm pretty sure it is, but I don't want to say until I am right. So you go over to republicbroadcastingarchives.org. He's the fourth person down. When you click the select category box, the little down arrow, and then you just click him under the show host banner on the right hand side, and then you'll get all his shows, and that one should appear at the top. Okay, so that being said, let's see how the news has been developing since last, well, it was Saturday that I last did a show. So I'll close that window here, and let's see, what have we got starting us off? Daily Mail. As are all these articles, surprise, surprise, Tyson Fury sends fiery seven-word message to Trump after White House war of words with Zelensky. And what he said was, because we were thinking, what, you know, is this a positive or a negative? Come on, at real Donald Trump, sort it out, baby, wrote the Gypsy King. There was problems, of course, between him and that Ukrainian guy that he fought last year twice, and the first time he claimed that he definitely won the fight, and it was Alexander Usk was the name, and he was showboating for me a lot of that fight, thinking, oh, I'm big man, I'm so clever, tough like that, and it was stupid. You know what the political situation is like. Ukraine had won the Eurovision Song Contest the year before. I mean, these sort of things, they will rig them any way that they can. And if it's going to be a points decision and they can make a political statement with it, they will do it. And, you know, Fury a few years ago certainly was into a lot of stuff in the conspiracy media because he got criticised for some of the things he was putting up online. So he should know this damn well. But I think that this is just more sour grapes because it relates to Ukraine. And, of course, that is where Usk comes from. But let's move on to the next headline. Imagine if the BBC paid the son of an IRA terrorist to narrate a documentary, writes Stephen Pollard. Next, Ireland's asylum backlash. Ukrainian draft dodgers. A Nigerian accused of rape. Free hotel accommodation even if you are working and have a job. It's no wonder even one of Europe's most liberal nations has had enough. So there you go, you've actually got an attack. You very rarely see attacks on Ukraine or Ukrainian people, but, you know, these people are avoiding the meat grinder, so big no-no there. And then we move on to... Oops. Right, here it is. Migrant camp problem plaguing Britain and Ireland. So the first headline I just read to you was from Saturday. This one's from Sunday, so they're not letting up. Migrant camp problem plaguing Britain and Ireland. Tent cities pop up in busy tourist centres populated by young men, many from Romania, with councils forced to wade through red tape to remove them, only for them to pop up again hours later. So again, this continuing trend of the Daily Mail attacking the migrants goes on. We will see where that leads. And I've got this pop-up just appear. Breaking news. Piers Morgan dramatically returns to Good Morning Britain. Now, that's all it says. I do remember that he had to leave after he criticised Meghan Markle, Prince Harry's wife. And he was supposedly doing some, I think he calls it uncensored on YouTube. Well, if that's the case, for some reason, he's the only person I'm aware of who's uncensored on YouTube, but make of that what you will. So there you go. Breaking news on this show for you. Let's move on to Kenyan detectives probe new theory. Scots businessman was not murdered but died after taking performance-enhancing pills. So this guy was 58. He died out there. They're trying to work out why. This is the latest in that saga. I don't think I've mentioned it before, but I remember hearing a story. I knew these guys who were quite a bit older than me many years ago. We're talking about 2006, 2007, 2008, that sort of time. And I used to go down to a pub near where I used to work, and I knew a guy from work who knew all these other guys, so I ended up in that group. And I was a good 20, 30 years younger than them. And I remember one of them saying about a friend of theirs that got out to Thailand, and you know, to do the usual disgusting things some men go out there to do. And he was drinking heavily and taking loads of these pills so that he could actually do what he intended, and ended up dying of a heart attack. And he was, I think he was in his 50s, which is the same as this guy. So I've definitely heard of that happening before. Okay, let's move on to our luxury flats. Oh, exclusive, rather. I do apologise, I didn't give them the exclusive tag. Exclusive, our luxury flats have been invaded by heroin addicts who sleep in the corridors and leave syringes on the stairs, but the police won't do anything to help. Well, the police, I've read this article, they're back and forth saying it's a local authority problem, and then they're handing it back to the police, and there's all sorts of buck passing seeming to be going on. But what jumped out at me from this article is it's in central Bournemouth. And that was where I was a probationary police constable most of the time. I then moved to Blandford at some point during that probationary period. Now, Bournemouth, or rather Boscombe, which is right next to Bournemouth, what they did many years ago, some bright spark had a bright idea of building loads of drug rehab facilities in Boscombe, which have probably extended into Bournemouth as well. And so what happened was people would be going down there. And I presume a lot of them, these aren't all the Priory folks, right? Let me tell you. So it's not wealthy people checking in. You're not going to be rubbing shoulders with A-listers and stuff like that with substance abuse issues. These are going to be people that are going to be sent down by their local authorities at expense to them. And funnily enough, who do you think followed them down there? Well, a load of dealers. Because what's a better target for drugs than recovering drug addicts? They're the most likely people that are going to want to lapse and use them again, aren't they? And that is what was a real bugbear of many people that I knew in that area when I was over there. And of course, it's only continued to get worse. Of course, what would make the most sense is, like, I talk about country in general, you know, you're going to have people in every area of the country that are going to unfortunately end up involved in substance abuse, stuff like that. So you're going to need to have some sort of facility for them. In the same way that, you know, every country really needs to be self-sufficient, so that if, you know, there's a problem with relations with another country, you're not suddenly going to find, oh, you can't buy cars anymore because they don't want to sell them to you and you don't make your own. So I've always said, you need to be, every country needs to be self-sufficient, produce all their own goods apart from what they're unable to produce. So I remember growing up, for example, we can't grow bananas or coffee, supposedly, in the UK. So we relied on overseas trade to do that. But that's where I believe we should be going. And yeah, I've gone off on a bit of a tangent there from people sleeping in corridors and leaving syringes on the stairs, but that's just the way that I am sometimes. Let's see if I can get back on track with the next headline. Exclusive, buzz off, Currys scraps advice telling customers use a sex toy on their to use. Again, I'll start this again because I'm constantly correcting the grammar of Daily Mail, not just writers, but headline writers. And if you can't get the grammar on a headline right, I really, you know, it beggars belief why you're even allowed to write the article. But there you go. Exclusive, buzz off, Currys scraps advice telling customers to use a sex toy on their commute after police warned it could be illegal. Well, essentially, yeah, talking about could be public order offence, stuff like that, if someone sees them, knows what's going on and they're offended, stuff like that. I think it's pretty disgusting. But what really jumped out about this to me is I'm sitting here facing my computer, and behind, on a table, and behind that are four speakers connected to a hi-fi that I never use. But when I was a kid, I loved hi-fi equipment, speakers. As I grew up to my, you know, start getting into a television and a video recorder, all that sort of stuff, I used to love going into places like Currys. Was there were the two main electrical shops in the UK were Currys and Dixon's. Currys, Dixon's has gone, I believe. But Currys is still around. Some of them called Currys PC World, stuff like that. And when I think back to looking at all these different things, a lot of things I'd look at were personal stereos, because I started off with the cassettes. I don't know if any of you had them, but they never lasted very long, did they? And even the CD players didn't last long. I know you could drop them and stuff like that, but they wouldn't last, seem to conveniently last just past the guarantee period. I don't think I ever got more than 2 years out of one CD or cassette Walkman. So I was always popping in, looking there, and there any, oh, is this half price, anything like that, do you know what I mean? And to see that it's now doing what it's doing, I find very, very sad. And I believe that it robs the young people today of the excitement I had when I went into one of these shops. Okay, then we've got psychologist 31 arrested after she was caught having sex with convicted murderer during prison therapy sessions. So we've heard about all these female prison officers that are having sex with the inmates. And then I saw this with a psychologist. And you know where I'm going with this. And I thought, well, you know, is it right that we should have these females working in male prisons when it certainly seems that a significant amount are doing it to try and get sex, which is amazing to me, why someone would like the idea of, you know, having sex with a convicted murderer or something like that, which, you know, this one is clearly doing. But then it came to mind that you remember all these women that would write to serial killers in jail, you know, people like, you see all these serial killers getting married in jail and stuff with all these female fans writing to them. And these are people that have killed women and stuff like that. So Richard Ramirez comes to mind. So this seems to be like an extension of that, some sort of. And then you have the daughter of that Philip Green, who owned British Home Stores, that went bust. And anyway, she, there was that convicted felon. I covered him on this show, I believe Jeremy Meeks. And it went viral around the world, some mugshot of this guy, who his mugshot after he'd been arrested, and how attractive he was. And this, you know, wealthy heiress, one can only presume, ended up marrying him and had a child with him. I believe that they're separated now. So this is a kind of bigger thing than many of us realise. But then I thought to myself, until you see the stats, you know, if a woman genuinely wants to do a job like this, and she has the ability to do it well, and she's not there surreptitiously because she actually just wants to do it to, you know, do what these women are doing, then you shouldn't prevent them from doing that. But if, for example, the stats came back and it was like 60% are doing that, you'd say, well, actually, But even then, when you look at these different people, it's really a recruitment issue, isn't it? If I'd been aware of this for quite some time, I'd expect somebody who recruits for prisons to be aware of not just this, but a great more ways of determining if someone that you're going to employ is going to be and is actually wanting the job to do these sorts of things with the inmates. And then something else that crossed my mind, I don't think that this woman, you know, you talk about women, do they fit in with men's prisons? Well, you know, let's put it this way. I don't think that she'd have got very far with Robbie Cray. Do you know what I mean? So there are some men in there that aren't interested in women. And equally, you could say, well, especially in this liberal society in which we live, there could be some women going to women's prisons with similar aims as well. So it's a complex issue. But I believe that the fact that this is still popping up all throughout the mainstream media is a recruitment issue. These people haven't been properly vetted before they've been allowed to go into these areas unsupervised. That is my feelings on that. This is one of these ones that I don't know. When I see a headline like this generally, I'm going to leave it, because I'm like, well, this might happen, and let's wait until it does happen, then I'll report. But in this case, I'm going to throw it out there and just leave it at that. So, Ghislaine Maxwell is considering seeking presidential pardon from her old friend Donald Trump as she rots in jail for 20 years for trafficking underage girls for Jeffrey Epstein. Now, I kind of skimmed through this one, so I might have missed something, but for me it was just speculation built upon speculation. I don't see anything solid there, but you might want to have a look at that if it's something that's of interest to you. Next, we have UK bolsters support for Ukraine with £2.26 billion loan. Yeah, good luck getting that back. But it says military aid package will be funded by frozen Russian assets as Starmer gives Zelensky full backing after his showdown with Donald Trump. Now, this builds upon what I was saying the other day about could Trump be aligning with Russia so that Russia will end up overrunning Europe and broadening the war from Ukraine to taking over Europe because they're not properly defended, and without the US they're going to be stuck. You know, come up with a detail with Putin and say, look, we're sick of Europe, they're just a drain on our finances, you can do what you want with them, we'll save the money, goodbye. And if that's the case, then that puts us in the crosshairs again in the UK of these different weapons and stuff like that that Russia has. So that's what really jumped out at me from that headline. You see, also, as soon as I said $2.26 billion loan, good luck getting that back. Well, it's going to be funded not by frozen Russian assets, let's get this right, by stolen Russian assets. The UK stole these assets, as did many countries around the world steal property that was held by Russians in this country. And they were justifying it by saying, oh, well, look what they've done. Oh, this is terrible. Look what they've done to Ukraine. I never heard them bleating about what the Ukrainian was doing to the Russian-speaking population in areas like Donetsk when they were bombing their own people. They killed, I think, what, 14,000 total? Never heard a peep out of these people then. They weren't looking after to get hold of Ukrainian assets, but now we've got to go after Russian assets. The whole thing, as I always say, be consistent in pointing out their inconsistencies. So where might this money come from? Well, it's coming from frozen Russian assets, isn't it? Well, is it really? Let's have a look at these next two headlines. Britain's rearming drive. Rachel Reeves to slash welfare by £5 billion, and unlock billions for defence spending by repurposing £28 billion National Wealth Fund used for green infrastructure. So you see how Malefica Scott used to say that President Putin cured COVID, because as soon as the Ukraine invasion happened, suddenly we heard nothing about COVID. It was all about this stuff, you know? So we keep being bombarded with environmentalism and you mustn't do this, all plastic straws, they're the worst thing ever created, these sorts of things. And suddenly they had this great big fund for green infrastructure, but they're going to be using it for defence spending. And again, it was a £2.26 billion loan. So why do they suddenly need £5 billion? And unlocking more of the £28 billion that they set aside for green infrastructure. I mean, you know my views on that. But again, it does not make sense. And this final headline I have for you. NHS is spending more than £100 million a year on transgender treatments, enough to hire 2,500 nurses. So, talked earlier on about the sort of this migrant issue. They're really starting to say, oh, you know, is this right? Should we have these people? This sort of stuff, which is new to me out the mainstream media. They might complain about the odd sort of centre here and there, but they're doing a blanket thing now about migrants throughout the country. And now, this seems like a dig at transgenders, which is something else that they've not been criticising in any way. So could it be that this part of the wokery might be coming to an end? Well, as I've said before, there's no such thing as a ceasefire in war. The ceasefire happens when what you've wanted to achieve has been achieved. So again, this could be another way of them wanting to save money. Now, this is a Daily Mail article, not a government article. Okay? It says, figures obtained under Freedom of Information legislation show the NHS spent an eye-watering £250 million in the past 5 years on surgical and non-surgical procedures for trans, non-binary and gender-questioning patients in England. In the first 10 months of 2024-2025 alone, the figure was £88 million, up a fifth on the previous 12 months. For that sum, the NHS could prescribe almost 30,000 people with weight loss jabs, good luck with those, or hire around 2,500 nurses. And data suggests spending on transgender treatments is now more than £100 million a year. So I'm going to reserve judgment on this until I see how at some point there's a Gay Pride Month, I believe. I don't know what month it is, but I very soon do, because when I go into a shop, a sort of chain store, one of these chains that has shops all over the country, I think I saw it was Superdrug? I think it was Superdrug. All these ads promoting LGBTQ month, all this sort of stuff. Well, I'll see what I see this time, if it's quite so prevalent when this month rolls round or not. We'll see. Don't forget, USA dropped that funding from Stonewall, and Stonewall are saying that they might have to close. And they were certainly what I understood to be the biggest charity that promoted this sort of, or protected rather, the proponents of this sort of lifestyle. So there could be a turning against it. But again, if there is, in my opinion, it's only because all the promotion that they've been putting into it over the years has achieved what they wanted to achieve, and now they need to work on their next project. Okay, so that being said, let's see what's going on in the mainstream news, apart from Piers Morgan on Good Morning Britain. Let's see what's going on Associated Press. I very much doubt that'll be the top story over there. UK Starmer says Europe is at crossroads in history as leaders agree to steps to Ukraine peace. Well, we'll have a look at the sort of peace that they're talking about later in the show. Okay, let's move on to BBC News. Look at their top 10 most read stories. Well, at the top, I'll just read this because it says, Live, Zelensky stresses gratitude to US and praises European unity after weekend of talks. There you go. Didn't seem that grateful when he was talking to Trump, did he? But anyway, stars turn on the style on Oscars red carpet in pictures. Oh, we had the Oscars yesterday. I never clicked on this. Haven't this first time I've looked at the mainstream news today. UK death rate reaches record low. Well, that's strange. Oh, no, last week we were talking about the average age of dying had gone up. So let's click on that, see if there's something in the... mortality experts looked at death certificates registered in 2024 and found that deaths per head of population had returned to pre-pandemic levels and were slightly below the previous record in 2019. It'd be interesting to see what the 2025 figures end up being in light of the Deagle thing that we've been talking about for donkey's years. Let's go back to see the top 10 stories. Is there... crypto prices rally after Trump backs 5 coins for crypto reserve. Let's see what these coins are. The market prices of the 5 coins he named are Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, Solana and Cardano. And they all swiftly jumped in value after the announcement. So people have been talking about that all this sort of Doge stuff is going to lead to this digital currency type of thing, which, of course, is completely monitored and I understand can be completely controlled, and that would indicate why they would want to do it. Okay, so, let's see. Should we just, excuse me, just go over to the full list of Oscar winners, see if we recognise any of these names. Best Picture, Anora, Never heard of it. Best winner. Best actress. Mikey Madison. Never heard of her. Best actor, Adrian Brody. I know him. He won Best Actor for The Pianist. So he's going to be one of the few people that have won a Best Actor Oscar twice. There have been actors that have won a couple of Oscars, but they've not both been for Best Actor. For example, what comes to mind is Gene Hackman, who recently passed. He got Best Actor for The French Connection, but he got Best Supporting Actor for Unforgiven. And I've just made a mess of this because I was going to say that Jack Nicholson got Best Actor for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, but he got Best Supporting Actor for Terms of Endearment. But then, of course, he got another Best Actor Oscar for As Good As It Gets. But the only actor I'm aware of that has more Best Actor Oscars than two is Daniel Day-Lewis, who got it for My Left Foot, There Will Be Blood, and Lincoln. Okay, Best Supporting Actress, Zoe Saldana, never heard of her. Let's scroll down to Best Supporting Actor, Kieran Culkin. So he was in that that thing with Brian Cox, you know, about Media Mogul. I think he was cast of that. He's obviously the brother of Macaulay Culkin, and he's gone and won an Oscar. Best Director, Sean Baker. And I think I'll leave it there, because then it's Best International Feature. Oh, I will say Animated Feature. Well, Wallace and Gromit always wins that, but they didn't. It was won by something called Flow. Okay, so let's have a look at the top story on the Daily Mail. Is it the Piers Morgan thing? No, it's about the Oscars. I'll give you the headline. Oscar winners, snubs and speeches in full. Demi Moore can't hide her fury as Mikey Madison wins Best Actress and leads Anora to huge night of victory. So there you go. Okay. Fans sickened as Adrian Brody throws his chewing gum to his girlfriend Georgina Chapman as he wins Best Actor Oscar. Let's move on to the independent news. Clicked the wrong one. RT.com's going to kick us off. Let's see what's going on over here. Top story, Musk slams Zelensky for rejecting ceasefire. The US-based billionaire has accused the Ukrainian leader of letting men die in trenches instead of seeking a peace deal. Let's move on to... there was talk of this. Russian actor misses out on historic Oscar. Well, there was a lot of talk on RT over the days. I don't think I mentioned it on here because I didn't think you'd be interested. But apparently there was a Russian actor that had been nominated for an Oscar. And I don't know who he was because I never clicked on the story, but he missed out. Anyway, there you go. There's a non-story for you. Let's depart this website swiftly and see if Jeff Rents has got anything for us on Rents.com. He's got a video at the top. Watch Unitary G1 Bionic Agile Upgrade. Well, these are what looks like robots running along. So you might want to give that a little look. So that is there. Let's scroll down to the news section. Just saw a picture of a protester with a banner saying give nukes to Ukraine. Yes, that's really going to sort out security in Europe, isn't it? But again, you see a lot of these protesters are actually there for a purpose, and they're there to serve the elite's purpose. We will see what 2025 holds in store for us. Maybe we're going to be on that war footing again. Shimatsu, US measles outbreak expands Ukraine's biowarfare against the Christian West. So that is presumably a Yoichi Shimatsu article. That is at the top. And then we've got a Paul Craig Roberts article below that entitled The Chance for a New World. And next we have Trump will make everyone pay for American aid. And that's a Russian article because it links to a Russian translate Google page. Okay, let's move on to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. And I do hope the article I wanted to refer to is still... Ah, yes, it is. So, talked about this... they're going to use the Russian assets that they seized, or I prefer to say stole. Stole, but I'll just give you this is quite important. When I was in the police, one thing that you learn is the actual definition of words. So if you steal something, you intend to permanently, think of that word, permanently deprive the owner of the property that you stole. And this was very important because what was happening in the late 80s, in the 80s and 90s, is you had this trend called joyriding, where youths were stealing cars and driving them around, smashing them up, stuff like that. And they weren't being charged with theft because they weren't intending to permanently deprive the owner of the vehicle of the vehicle. Do you understand? So you couldn't get them on theft because, you know, they might return it all smashed up. I mean, sometimes it was returned and there was no damage to it. You know, they got out and left it. They didn't have to whatever, but there you go. So when I talk about UK stealing Russian assets, I have to be very careful because they're always after any way that they can of shutting people that aren't their chosen branches of media, shall we say. So all I know is that they've seized them. They don't have any, look like they're giving them back at the moment. And if they're going to be using the profits from them, then there's elements of it that they're going to be depriving the actual owners of, aren't there? Because surely that money should be going to the people that own it. But that being said, I saw this yesterday. Russia sinks British weapons-carrying ship at Ukraine port. It was carrying weapons to the Ukraine. This is what's alleged here. So it's not looking too good for the UK, is it? They're having to come up with their own aid to Ukraine. Not able to go to America anymore. America are looking for a peace deal. So they've taken themselves out of the crosshairs of Russia. But the UK and, listen to this. Europe smashes Trump peace effort for Ukraine, adopts untenable position. Well, we had all these top leaders in Europe gathering in the UK. So who's leading the charge here? Well, it's the UK. So you would think that the UK would attract the greatest ire of Russia at the moment because we're the rebel rousers getting all these people together to, you know, we're not going to go along with Russia, this sort of thing. So it could be perilous times, but again, I still maintain that I think that this is grand theatre and all the people are controlled by the same group at the top. But that doesn't mean that this group won't use these sort of things to say, well, you know, this is how this war started, you know. I mean, what did you think would happen after an archduke got shot in Austria? I mean, obviously, World War One would break out as a result of that. I mean, how could anyone not realise that that would be what would happen? You know what I mean? So they'll tell you anything in order to justify what they've already planned further down the line. Earthnewspaper.com. Mark R. Else's website. Okay, just scrolling down here, he has a video at the top. The Quantum Apocalypse is Here by the Y-Files. So heard all about this sort of stuff. Artificial intelligence, computer, stuff like that. These things are interesting. I don't have the brain to... I tend to get lost in them. I start listening and I think, yeah, I'm understanding where you're going. And then it gets all technical. And I kind of lose track. But, you know, maybe you don't. So it's up there for you to watch or listen to or what have you. Music of the Day. Elton John released Rocket Man on March the 3rd of 1972. And I've talked about Elton John. I'm not a big Elton John fan, but there is a link. I think there's a couple of links there. Music of the Day, you can click on that. Let's move on to censored.news. Mike Adams, News Aggregate website. Don't expect a lot of updates here because he doesn't do shows over the weekend. And I can see because I still look at these things. I'll be looking at this again later today. So I can remember some of the things I'm seeing at the top. And I'm seeing the same things at the top that I did yesterday and I believe the day before. So let's scroll down. You have automated headlines from the most heavily censored news sites. And I'll give you the names of some of them. This is what makes this site good because It has little sections with the top headlines from each. So the National Pulse, Natural News, WUWT, whatever that is, All News Pipeline, Climate Depot, Your News, The Daily Bell, 100%effedup.com, News Target, Survival News, Reclaim the Net, SHTF Plan, Zero Hedge, the, I can't see that, Big League Politics, and The Exposé, which is the one that I like, actually. It's a UK-based site. I've been critical of them in the past because you do get lots of different things popping up trying to raise funds. It's annoying, but of course we'll have to raise funds in our own way if we want to continue and we haven't got some big benefactor like the mainstream media helping us along. So I'll give you some of their headlines. UK foreign aid gives Planned Parenthood hundreds of millions of pounds. It is unknown whether lab-grown meat is safe to eat, and it does not meet the US legal definition of meat. Then they've got African migrants occupy a theatre in Paris. I covered that on Saturday's show. An estimated 4,500 Substack pages are challenging COVID and other official narratives. Here are the top 137. And how much is Bill Gates' Gavi getting from UK's foreign aid? So yeah, it'd be interesting to see where the UK's foreign aid is going, because that is money taken out of my taxes, what have you, and obviously all the taxes of people who live in the UK. Before I go to the Before It's News Top 10, I have some good news and some bad news. The bad news is that I'm not going to be broadcasting a show tomorrow, because I'm not going to be here. I've got someone coming over to my mum's house in the early morning, so I'm going to leave shortly after I finish this show. It also fits in with my first lawn cut of the year and also the leaf blower. I hate using that, folks, because literally I vibrate for a few minutes afterwards. It's like that syndrome that people that use pneumatic drills, you know, people digging up the road. Years later, they were getting these shakes and stuff, and it was actually regarded as a legitimate medical condition with a certain name that pertained to people that had done that job. So I'd wait for them all to build up, and because I'm going to be there for, you know, whenever I get there today until, I'm hoping Wednesday morning, I'm hoping he's going to get everything done tomorrow. He's got to do some big assessment on the house to see if it can be rented out and what needs to be done, stuff like that. So I'm going to do that, and I'm hoping to clear the loft out. But what I have done is, you've still got a show, but obviously it's not going to be, it's still not a Talking To You show, but it's not going to be this structure, because I'd have to be here on a Tuesday to do the stories and what have you. So what I have done is, there was a show called Kolchak the Night Stalker that was broadcast in 74 and 75, lasted one series, only 20 episodes. I'm going to shut up about it now, apart from to say it's a cult series, and there are links to David Chase, who went on to do The Sopranos and The X-Files. And something else, whenever I've been looking, the amount of times I've looked at buying The Twilight Zone or The Outer Limits, I've even gone so far to watch, I think I watched about 7 Twilight Zone episodes online. And apart from the one that was all about the We Serve Humans one, which was very well done, it didn't really work for me. And I was like, well, you know, when I put the X-Files on these days, I can't get into it. I've seen them all so much. I just, you know, I can't be bothered anymore. Maybe I need to see something like that. Well, I cover something in the show that Chris Carter said, actually, people always think that The X-Files was inspired by The Outer Limits or the other one that I mentioned. But he said they're wrong. He said The Twilight Zone. See, and my mind just went blank in that split second. He said only about 10% of what I think about for The X-Files came from either of those shows. Whereas about 30% of it came from Kolchak the Night Stalker. And that is why I bought it. And then I discovered, when I bought it, that David Chase wrote 70% of that show in his first writing job. And he would, of course, go on to do The Sopranos some 25 years later. So I've done a show on it. I play an interview with David Chase in it as well. So if you want to give it a listen, I'm going to be putting it up straight after I put this up, because I won't have any access to my show publishing. I'll be off to my mum's, and hoping to be back on Wednesday. If there is any issue, Wednesday, it'll probably be an afternoon show, but I'm not going to be able to let you know. So hopefully, excuse me, I can get a show up there for you and back to normal on Wednesday. But I thought it's better to do something for you rather than nothing. And I've spent the last week or so literally watching all these episodes, plus a couple of films and other bits and pieces related to it, to put a good show together for you. And I'm really happy with it. It's a little bit of a departure from what I usually talk about on here. And it also, all the episodes that I talk about related to Kolchak the Night Stalker, including two films that preceded it, I'm including the links to the archive.org pages where you can watch all of them for free. So there you go. You might not want to listen to me, but instead watch some of those. So let's now finish off, as we always do, with the Before It's News Top 10. So I'm just going to bring that up right now. Scroll down. Maybe a drink of water might be in order. Here we go. Number 10. Went up 3 hours ago, 120 people viewing. SG Anon, Critical Update, Scavino, Donald J. Trump, Vance, Z, Military Ops, Destroying Dumbs. Number 9, went up 6 hours ago, 125 people viewing, WTPN Situation Update, Trump Come, Epstein Files, SC Wildfires, Myrtle Beach 15-Minute City. Number 8, went up a day ago, 126 people viewing. Oh, it's jumped. There it is. Saturday Emergency Broadcast, Massive Development Since Trump Publicly Destroyed Zelensky 2025. I will say that I actually looked at that yesterday. I look at Alex Jones's page every day. I don't believe I've listened to a show of his this year. But I clicked on it for some reason. What it was I look at him on Brighteon.com. And we're on Rumble.com. If you hover over a headline of a show, when you hover over it, it gives you the full title. With Brighteon, it doesn't. You have to click on it. So if you've got a title longer than the space available in the headline section, you have to click on it to get the full title. And when I did that, it opened up. And there was someone filling in for him on the Saturday show. So it's not actually Alex Jones. Anyway, number 7 went up 3 hours ago, 136 people viewing. Brighteon Bombshell... this pop-up. Byington Bombshell Report. Trump to announce restored American Republic and change... Number 6, went up 8 hours ago, 175 people viewing. David XRP Lion March Madness, this info classified must watch Trump news. Number 5, went up 10 hours ago, 201 people viewing. Juan O'Savin and Michael Jaco, urgent emergency, breaking Q Trump intel and Gitmo. I thought this was sort of anti-establishment site. Why are they all everything about Trump? I thought he was the establishment. He's the president, isn't he? Number 4, went up 12 hours ago, 218 people viewing. Michael Jaco, big arrest, deep state leaks a warning to Trump. This is crazy. Number 3, went up 14 hours ago, 297 people viewing. Remote viewing contactee claims 2025. Number 2, went up 9 hours ago, 347 people viewing. New X22 report, Trump drops the next bomb set up within a setup, sum of all fears, 2025. And number 1, went up 13 hours ago, 490 people viewing, new Sarah Westall and Dave Hodges. Yes. What was her name? She was on, it's on the tip of my tongue, but she was on with Jeff Wentz a lot. Devi Kidd. She used to refer to Dave Hodges as Disaster Dave Hodges. I'll give you the headline. New Sarah Westall and Dave Hodges. Epstein Files, Dueling Cabal Functions and Gold from Ancient Civilizations. Okay, let's call this a show. So I want to thank all of you for joining me this Monday, March the 3rd, 2025, for I'm Talking To You, episode 199, Why Do We Sleep More in the Winter? I'll be back with you tomorrow with a special show, and I'll be back with you with this show on Wednesday, all being well. And until then, folks, thanks for listening, and bye for now.